and Ryan Blackwell might be another as they'll line up. Cole Durbin will get set to kick it away for the Vandals as we'll get this one underway. Again, the Vandals won the opening toss, but deferred to the second half. So, here we go. Painter breaks their huddle. It will be Carter Lynch deep along with Blackwell. So, quick moment of silence. So we're just about set to go, Cole Durbin. We'll get set to kick it away for the band. It will be Cash Lynch and Blackwell deep for Painter to get us underway. So the officials are ready to go. They're backing up the Painter bench a little bit here. Pushing them back a little bit as we get set to get this one underway. Cole Durbin had a couple of very deep kicks last week. We'll see how he does here. He slipped, and it will be caught by Blackwell at about the 15, and the Vandals will take him down at about the 31-yard line, so that's where Painter will start off offensively. So first down and 10 for Painter from their own 32-yard line to get it started. Their quarterback, Parker Moore. And as I said earlier, Caden Durbin did a lot of running. And really, the ball is just shy of the 31. First down and 10 for Painter. Their offense looks a lot like the Vandals. Two receivers line up left, one right, Moore in the shotgun. And he will hand it off to Durbin to start us off. And he gets ahead to the 36-yard line. That is ahead to the 36-yard line, about a 5-yard pickup for Painter on first down, second down and five. Second down and five for Painter as we just get underway in this one here tonight. Second down and five for Painter. Moore from the shotgun. Two receivers line up on each side. One man in the backfield with him. That is the running back. He will take the snap. Quick drop gets it into the hands of Durbin, and the Vandals are going to bring him down for a loss. Couple of Vandals in on that tackle, including Patty McDowell, and going to be a loss of about two, so third down and seven. Third down and seven for Painter from their own 34. Third down and seven, I should say, for Painter from their own 34-yard line. 10 minutes, 45 seconds remaining, opening quarter, opening possession of the game. Moore from the shotgun. This is a tighter formation this time. Two receivers left, one right. They put a man in motion, but we're going to have a flag, and it'll be a false start on the Painter Panthers. So a false start against Painter will make it a third down and 12. Cash Lynch was the player in motion from right to left, and looked like he was going to be the man to get the handoff. Third down and 12 for Painter back at their own 29-yard line. 10 minutes, 34 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Third down and 12 for Painter. Player coming in from the sidelines for the Panthers. Number 10, Tucker Myers coming in. We're back to more of a spread formation this time. Two receivers line up. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Moore takes the snap, and we've got a flag down again, and I assume it's got to be a false start. When the flag comes before the play, unless the Vandals had somebody line up in the neutral zone, it's got to be a false start, and that'll make it a third down and 17. Third down and 17 for Pena. Back at their own 24-yard line. Third down and 17 for Pena. As the clock rolls inside, 10 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Randles and the Pena Panthers just underway here tonight. Two receivers line up left, two receivers line up right. One man in the backfield with Moore. He takes a snap. He drops back to pass. He's got some time. Gets a pass away. It's caught. And the Vandals bring him down immediately. It is going to be short, I believe, of the first down. A couple of Vandals in on the tackle, including Connor DePue. It is going to bring up a fourth down and one. So we'll see if Pena goes for it. I believe they will. It is a 16-yard gain, so a fourth down and one coming up for Pena from their own 41. And an official timeout. They're going to measure from the stick on the sideline. It looks short, but we'll see. They will officially measure on a fourth and short. Ball at about the 41-yard line. And he is a chain link short. Literally a chain link, maybe two short. So any surge, and Pena will be able to get a first down. Fourth down and very short. 9 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Fourth down and short from their own 41. They line up as if they are just going to try to get the surge here to get the first down. And they roll and are ready to go, and I think Payne is going to need a timeout. So Payne is going to use a timeout. Payne uses a timeout. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires, also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535 or stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So it is a fourth down and short. And Pena will use a timeout. So a timeout on the fourth and short by Pena. Been an interesting drive. They've had a couple of big plays, also a couple of false start penalties in. Trying to get this first down here. 9 minutes, 22 seconds remaining, opening quarter. Moore will line up under center as they'll look for a short surge to get the first down, and they will. So Pena has the first down ahead to about the 44. Quarterback kept it himself, and Pena has the first down. So Pena with a first down ahead to their own 44-yard line. So first and 10 for Pena from their own 44-yard line. 9 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Three receivers line up, two receivers line up to the right, one to the left. Moore from the shotgun. Fakes it. Nope, gives the handoff. That is to Durbin, who's got a lot of room on the outside, and he is probably just going to be run down at about the 5-yard line. Finally ran down at about the 5-yard line. The man that ran him down, Sam Bowers. So after getting the first down, Caden Durbin with a big gain down the far side of the field. And Pena will have it first and goal. First and goal from about the 5 for Pena. Moore under center. Going to keep it himself and just push the surge ahead. We've got a flag down back behind the play. Oh, aiding the runner, so it looks like a push from behind. And going to be a penalty on Pena. So it'll be first and goal again, the ball back to the 10-yard line. So to bring it back to the 10, it'll be first and goal again. So first and goal now from the 10. First down and goal from the 10. 8 minutes, 37 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. And it got the big gain there for the run from Caden Durbin down the sideline. Ran down by Sam Bowers, or he would have taken it in for the score. Moore from the shotgun. Two receivers line up left, one right. Moore takes the snap, rolls right, looking to the end zone. Now steps back left, under some pressure, gets away from it, trying to flush to the corner, and he'll be driven out of bounds on the near side of the field. He ran from one end of the field to the other, does pick up some yardage, and it'll bring up second down and goal back to the 5-yard line. So he picks up about 5 yards on the near side of the field. Second and goal from about the 5. Second and goal from near the 5. Play clock at 15 for Painter. Four from the shotgun. One receiver lines up each side. Pistol formation really this time. Man in motion left to right. Takes the snap. Gives it to Durbin. And several Vandals are going to jump on him. Basically no gain on the play. So Caden Durbin, no gain on the play. And it'll bring up a third down and goal. So third down and goal. Basically the same spot they were, right about the 5-yard line. Third down and goal from the 5. 6 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Brody Jay coming into the game for the Vandals. From the shotgun, Moore takes a snap. Gives a handoff, getting to the outside. The running back for Payne up at the Vandals are going to bring him down. He tried to get to the outside, could not quite get around the corner. And the Vandals will bring him down on the far side of the field. I believe that's Dylan Hinton that brought him down on the far side of the field, and it'll bring up a fourth and goal for Payne. Fourth down and goal. 6 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Fourth and goal. Play clock at 7. Halfway through this opening quarter. Fourth down and goal from about the 5. And we've got a flag. I'm going to assume a false start. Nope, delay a game. So the play clock ran out. 5-yard penalty against Pena. And that pushes them back to a fourth and goal from about the 8 or 9. Fourth down and goal. Clock continues to run. Play clock down to 20. And I think Pena may be going for the field goal. So Burris will attempt the field goal here for Pena. 8-7, be about a 25-yard field goal for Burris. His kick is up. It is good. It hit the crossbar and went in. So Burris, a 25-yard field goal, is good. Comes with 5 minutes, 26 seconds remaining in the first quarter. So Pena takes a 3-0 lead. So after having it, first and goal, Pena not able to get it in, they will settle for the field goal. And they will get set to kick it to the Vandal. We'll take a break and come back with more on WKRV.
Top-notch food and great service. That's what you're going to get at Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia. Murray's has great steaks, and they also offer seafood, burgers, and much more. Murray's is also available wherever you are. You can dine in at 112 North 6th Street in Vandalia. You can order on their website at murraysrestaurantllc.com or on DoorDash. And always remember to check out their Facebook page for special offers. So for a great steak or whatever you're craving, your best stop is Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia.
So Painter with the field goal. They lead it 3-0. And they will get set to kick it to the Vandals. the two. McCarty deep. McCarty picks it up at the 25. And we'll slide ahead to about the 31. That is where the Vandals will take over. So the Vandals will take over at about their own 31. That's about where Pena was when they started. 5 minutes, 21 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Pena leads it 3-0, 25-yard field goal. Hit the crossbar and went in. Quentin Sumbaugh on the quarterback. Three receivers for the Vandals to the left. That's the far side of the field. The Vandals going left to right in this opening quarter. So Quentin Sumbaugh. And Patty McDowell in the backfield. Fakes the handoff. Quentin's going to keep it himself. We've got a flag down. He gets it ahead to the 35, but I got a feeling that's got to be a hold. I got to imagine it's a hold, and it is. So the point of infraction would be about the 32-yard line. That'll push it back to the 22, assuming that is the point of infraction. So it'll be a first down and about 20 coming up for the Vandals. Three receivers line up left. That's the far side of the field. One receiver lines up right. That is McCarty. It is DePue, Casey, and Jordan Colburn lining up on the far side of the field. Vandals going left to right here in this opening quarter. They trail 3-0. Quentin Sumbaugh from the shotgun. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Going to keep it himself. Looking for some room. Doesn't find a whole lot. Slides it ahead to about the 28-yard line. And it'll bring up a second down. He probably got about five when it's all said and done. Second down at about 15. 4 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Second down at about 15, maybe 14 for the Vandals. Two receivers line up left, two receivers line up right. The two to the right, Andrew Casey and Britton McCarty. It is DePue and Colburn lining up to the left. Quentin Sumbaugh back to pass. He's in some trouble. Now he's going to run, breaks one tackle, breaks another, and gets ahead to about the 37. So that looked like a broken play, and Coach Jason Clay does not look that happy on the sideline. Probably picked up about 5 yards, bring it to 3rd and 9. So a 3rd down and 9 from their own 32 for the Vandals. Colburn now slides to the right. So we're going to have three receivers line up right. One to the left, that is Connor DePue. Connor DePue lined up with Lynch right in front of him. Snap back to Quentin Sumbaugh. Drops back. He's going deep. He's got Connor DePue who makes the catch. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Connor DePue. 68 yards. Sumbaugh to DePue. 68 yards. He had to fight over two defenders. And has the touchdown at the 3:18 mark here the first quarter. So the Vandals on a 3rd and 9 get the touchdown. Connor DePue from Quentin Sumbaugh. And now Durbin will attempt the extra point. Snap is back. And the kick is blocked. Kick is blocked by Pena. And Pena blocks the kick. So the point after is blocked. So the Vandals' lead will be 6-3. So the Vandals with a 6-3 lead. Take a break on WKRV.
DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center.
Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Durbin will kick it away. It is a short kick. Bounces, picked up by Pena, and they get it back to about the 34. So Pena will take over at their own 34-yard line. 6-3. The Vandals with a lead, 3 minutes, 11 seconds. Remaining in this first quarter. So Pana with the football. Moore from the shotgun. Two receivers line up to his right, one to his left. He puts a man in motion. That is Lynch. He slides from the right to left. And they do hand it off. And running back trying to find some room to the far side of the field. He does find some. That is Campbell. From the far side, Pena going right to left here in this quarter. He gets about 6 yards just across the 40-yard line. 2 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Clock is running. Second down and four for Pena. From just across the 40. Two receivers line up left, one right. Moore takes a snap, hands it off again to Campbell, trying to get outside, and he will be brought down about a 2-yard gain. So Campbell with the run, and Cole Yarborough with the tackle. Third down at about a yard. Third down at about a yard. 1 minute, 55 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals with a 6-3 lead on the Pena Panthers. Third down and one. One receiver lines up each side. Moore from the shotgun, running back there with him. They line up in a tighter formation, and they give it to Lynch. He falls down, and he'll be back at the 35. Or actually, he didn't fall down, but the ball fell out of his hand. And Jordan Colburn is down for the Vandals. Kind of holding out of his leg. Pena's trainer is out, and Chris Whitten, the Vandals trainer, comes out as well. He went down pretty quickly. Kind of holding the upper part of his left leg, it looked like. So the Vandals do have a man down. It'll be a fourth down coming up for Pena, fourth down and 9 coming up. From back at their own 34-yard line. Well, now they're kind of looking at it like it might just be a cramp. That would be good. So the hot weather today, and both trainers are working on it. So Chris Whitten doing the pushing of the leg here a little bit, see how things are doing. So hopefully it's just a Charlie horse or a cramp or something he's working out. So Jordan Colburn, the Vandal that's down at the moment. 6-3, the Vandals with the lead on Pena. 1 minute, 34 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Now Jordan gets up and is limping a bit, but definitely on his own power as he'll come off for the Vandals. 94 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. As Colburn making his way off the field. So it is a 4th and 9. It looks like Pena will punt. Connor DePue is the lone man deep for the Vandals. 4th down and 9. Connor creeps up. Now drops back. High snap over the head of Moore. He's having some trouble with it. And the Vandals will bring him down back at about the 16-yard line. So the Vandals are going to take over with a short field after the high snap got over the head of Moore, who is their punter as well as their quarterback. And so the Vandals are going to have a short field in front of them. So it'll be first down and 10 for the Vandals. It'll actually be at the paint of 19. So this will be the Vandals' first play in painted territory. Two receivers will line up right. One left, Hinton will be in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh. One receiver to the left is Andrew Casey. It is Bowers, it's actually three receivers, DePue, Bowers, and McCarty to the right. They put Connor in motion. He's going to get the handoff, trying to get to the outside. He turns the corner, and he stays on his feet, driven out of bounds around the 12 or so. So Connor DePue on the carry, picks up about five, maybe six. Second down and five coming up for the Vandals. 1 minute, 14 seconds remaining. Vandals going left to right here in this opening quarter. 20 seconds remaining on the play clock. One receiver lines up to the right. That is Brenton McCarty. Three receivers line up to the left. That is Bowers, Casey, and DePue to the left. And Hinton is in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh on a third down and five. Second down and five. They fake the handoff. Q's going to keep it himself. And he is ahead to the 10. And that will put it at about a third and about two or so. We'll see where that spot's at. Third down and about a yard. Where the stick is on the side and where the ball is don't really line up. But third down and about a yard. We're inside a minute remaining in this first quarter. 20 seconds on the play clock. Two receivers line up to the right for the Vandals. Two receivers line up left. Quentin Stumbaugh in the backfield with Dylan Hinton. He's going to roll to his left. Squares his shoulders. Passes away incomplete. I'm not sure who it was intended for. And it'll bring up a fourth down and about a yard. Fourth down and about a yard for the Vandals. 33 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Aiden Carroll comes into the game for the Vandals. And Bowers comes out. Fourth down at about a yard. Two receivers line up right. One left, play clock at five. At three, Dumball takes the handoff, gives it to Dylan Hinton. He's going to have what he needs for the first down. So it will be a first down for the Vandals. So Dylan Hinton with the first down. Head to about the 9-yard line. First down and goal, I believe. Yes, it will be. First down and goal for the Vandals. 27 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Two receivers line up left. That's Andrew Casey and Connor DePue. Two receivers to the right, Bowers and McCarty. It will be Dylan Hinton in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh. Play clock is down to 10. Down to 12 seconds. So the Vandals will get a playoff before the end of the quarter. Stumbaugh from the pistol. Takes the snap. He's going to run it himself. He's looking to the corner of the end zone. Did he get there? It looks like he did. Nope. Went out of bounds at about the 2. Not the 2. So it'll be a second down and goal from about the 2 as he was going for that far corner of the end zone. Maybe the 3, actually, looking where the spot's at. Second and goal, 0.6 seconds on the clock. He got out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. 0.6 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals lead it 6-3, but they are threatening. Second and goal from the 2. Two receivers line up each side. Casey and DePue to the left. Bowers and McCarty to the right. Dunbar going to look to take it in himself. He will. Touchdown. 2-yard run, Quentin Stumbaugh. And the Vandals are on the board for the second time tonight. It is a 2-yard touchdown run. And this comes at the final play of the first quarter. So the final play of the first quarter gives the Vandals a touchdown. And now they will attempt the extra point. It was blocked. Their first attempt was blocked. So they will try and keep Pena's surge back a little this time. So Durbin steps back, lines up for the kick. The snap is down, and he kicked it right into the line. Ooh, didn't get any lift on that at all, so he misses that one. So the point after is no good. So the Vandals lead it 12-3. Into the first quarter, we'll take a break on WKRV.
Bulk Plant Resale in downtown Vandalia, a resale shop with 50 vendors offering a wide variety of goods. They're in their brand new location at 513 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. That's Bulk Plant Resale in downtown Vandalia.
Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's at 325 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. So the Vandals get a couple of touchdowns in the first quarter, but come up empty on both of their extra points, and they lead it 12-3. Pena got a long drive on the opening drive of the game, but stalled out after they got it to first and goal on a big run by their running back, Durbin. So the Vandals will get set to kick it away, and we'll get it underway in the second quarter. Pena will be going left to right here in this second quarter. So Quentin Stumbaugh, touchdown pass to Connor DePue from 62 yards. And Quentin Stumbaugh, a 2-yard touchdown run for the Vandals' second score just a moment ago. Durbin, deep kick this time. Blackwell takes it at the 15. He brings it back, breaks one tackle. So it's a pretty good return. He's able to get it ahead to the 45. He broke a tackle at about the 25-yard line. And Pena will have pretty good field position out to about their own 45. So Pena will have it at their own 45-yard line to start off the second quarter. Vandals lead it 12-3. More from the shotgun. Two receivers left, two receivers right, one man in the backfield with it. He's going to keep it himself. It's one tackle. The Vandals did not do a good job there, and he gets a long run ahead to the 35. So a first down near side of the field. He kind of ran into the back of his own men, and that actually shielded the Vandals a little bit from being able to get the tackle. So a first down for Pena into Vandal territory just inside the 35-yard line. First and 10 for Pena, just inside the 35-yard line. More with that run. And quarterback now in for Pena. Waterman in at quarterback. He'll hand it off to Durbin, who runs into a pile. Several Vandals there to bring him down. Bowers, one of them. Lucas Bowers, and on the tackle for the Vandals. At about the 33 or so. That is a generous spot for sure. About a 2-yard pick, about a yard. Second down and 9. Second down and 9. Moore comes back in. Trying to make the Vandals think some things there maybe. Another quarterback coming in for a play. Two receivers line up right, one left. Moore from the shotgun. Puts a man in motion. That is Lynch. Fake the handoff to him. They give it to the running back when he pushes it ahead to the 28. So to bring up a third down and about 4. There's Caden Durbin on the carry. Used him quite a bit. Also Newt Campbell with several carries. Orbling brings the play back in from the sideline. 15 seconds on the play clock. 10 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers line up left to right. Moore from the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back to pass. Under some pressure. Screen pass complete. First down. Well, he got the pressure, but when they released, that left the running back, Durbin, open in the middle of the field. And he got what he needed for the first down near the 20. So first down and 10 for Pena near the Vandal 20. Pena going left to right here in this second quarter. They line up three receivers to the left, one to the right, and that is Lynch to the right. Moore fakes a handoff, keeps it himself, falls down. And he fell down, maybe lost a yard, might have got back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see. I think he maybe lost a yard there. Second and 11. 9 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Pena with a second down and 11 from the Vandal 22-yard line. Vandals lead it 12-3. Second and 11. Two receivers line up left. Campbell, the running back, with Moore in the backfield from the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back to pass, turns to the right. He's got a man there, caught, touchdown. That is Cash Lynch, near corner of the end zone. Got it over the top of the Vandal defender, and Pena back on the board. So Pena with the touchdown. Moore to Lynch from 22 yards. Nine minutes, 11 seconds remaining. And that makes it 12-9, pending the extra point. It is up and it is good. So the Vandals lead is 12-10. Vandals lead it 12-10. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
Hi, this is Chrissy Hipscher from Wilms & Associates. For all of your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That is one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
A kickoff, the Vandals, and it is Jordan Colburn with a return, and Colburn slipped. And it looks like the Vandals will have it at about their own 24-yard line. That's where the Vandals will take over at their own 24. The Vandals lead down to 12-10. After the touchdown by Pena, a little bit ago, Moore to Lynch. Vandals will have it at about their own 22, 23-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 22. Vandals in a tight formation this time. The receivers are very tight toward the line of scrimmage. They do put a man in motion. It is Connor Depew. Quentin Stumball, pass away. He's got a man. It is Colburn. He's across midfield, and they'll drag him down on the far side of the field at about the 40. So Quentin Stumball, they had Depew in motion. Quentin Stumball gets the pass away to Jordan Colburn, and he gets it ahead into Pena territory to the 41-yard line. 8:55 remaining in the first half. Vandals lead 12-10. Looks like one receiver will line up left. That is Connor Depew. Three receivers line up to the right. Dylan Hinton in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Now they put a man in motion. That is Colburn. Instead, they'll hand it off to Dylan Hinton. And he'll power ahead to about the 39, maybe 38-yard line. Pick up about two or three. Second down and about nine. Make it eight. Second down and eight for the Vandals. Second down and eight for the Vandals from the Paina 39-yard line. Two receivers line up left. Colburn and Depew. One receiver to the right. That is McCarty from the pistol formation this time for Quentin Stumball. Takes the snap. Drops back. Gets a pass away. He's got Connor Depew, but it's picked off. It's picked off by Carter Lynch. Lynch steps right in front of it and comes up with the interception. And Connor Depew was open, but Carter Lynch stepped in front of him and got the interception. By the way, if you wonder, I am, yes, in the middle of the Paina crowd. That's where I got set up tonight. The interesting part with that is they did have it taped off to where I would have some room, but they decided, the crowd decided just to do away with that. Knock down the tape and set it right next to me. So a handoff, Paina with the ball. Paina starts it off at about their own 28 after the turnover interception. That's the first interception that the Vandals have thrown this year. Second down and 10, no gain on that run. At about the 28-yard line, Moore hands it off. That is Campbell, I believe, and he is brought down pretty much immediately by the Vandals. That is Bowers with the tackle for the Vandals. Third down and nine. Third down and nine, Lucas Bowers in on that tackle. Third and nine. Two receivers line up to the right, one to the left. And Paina going left to right here in this second quarter. 6:45 remaining. The running back Campbell back with Moore. They put a man in motion. That is Lynch. Take the handoff, dropping back to pass is Moore. He is flushed out of the pocket, and he will be brought down at the near 30, 31-yard line. Brody J right there on the tackle. And it'll bring up a fourth down and about seven, six maybe for Paina. So we'll see what they do here. Looks like they're probably going to punt, but Moore is their punter. He's the quarterback and the punter, so you have to be kind of have to be cognizant of that of all times. Two deep for the Vandals, Jordan Colburn and Connor Depew. Moore drops back, takes a snap, kicks it. High, caught by Depew, 35, head to the 45. He's across midfield, still on his feet, down the far side of the field, and he's knocked out of bounds. A nice return by Connor Depew ahead to about the 28. And Connor Depew on the far side of the field, a very nice return. And the Vandals will have very nice field position on the drive. So the interception doesn't hurt. I mean, it does, but Paina not able to take it in for points. And go three and out, actually, on that drive. 5 minutes, 48 seconds remaining until halftime. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Paina 29-yard line after the return by Connor Depew. Three receivers line up left, one right. Three receivers to the left. It is Colburn, Depew, and Casey. McCarty, the one receiver to the right. Quentin Stumball fakes the handoff on play action, gets it to Andrew Casey. And Andrew ahead to about the 26-yard line, his first catch of the night and of the season. Of course, he had played quarterback in weeks one and two. And he gets his first catch of the season, first target of the season. And he slots to the right. So two receivers will line up right this time, McCarty and Casey. Two to the left, it is Depew and Jordan Colburn. Dylan Hinton is the running back in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. It'll bring up a second down and about eight coming up for the Vandals from the Pena 27-yard line. Play clock at 5. And in motion is Colbert. Fake the handoff to him. Clinton Stumball going to keep it himself. He's able to break a tackle or two and gets ahead to about the 24-yard line, about a 3-yard pickup. Third down and about 6 coming up. So third and 6 coming up for the Vandals from the Pena 25-yard line. And for the Vandals, they bring in Carter Robbins. Vandals are going to have 4 receivers lined up, 2 to the right, 4 receivers. Robbins into the game now for the Vandals, 1 to the left. That is Connor Depew. No one in the backfield. It is an empty backfield with Quentin Stumball. Quentin takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. He has daylight all the way home for the touchdown. 25-yard touchdown run. Quentin Stumball. And the Vandals back on the board. So a 25-yard touchdown run by Quentin Stumball. This comes with 4 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And I believe the Vandals are going to go for 2. So the Vandals will be going for 2. Their lead at 18-10 at the moment. And they will be going for 2 here. 2 receivers line up right. 1 left. They put a man in motion, Connor Depew. And the Vandals, that's got to be it. Set offside. That'd be against Pena. So they'll have the distance to the goal. So an offside's against Pena. I was expecting a false start against the Vandals. So Vandals shuffle one player in, one player out. Aiden Carroll comes in for the Vandals. And Brent McCarty comes out. 2 receivers line up left. 1 receiver, that is Andrew Casey to the right. Dylan Hinton in the backfield. Pistol formation from Quentin Stumball. They give it to Dylan Hinton, and he is in for the 2-point conversion. So the 2-point conversion is good. And the Vandals lead it 20-10. 20-10 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumball's Heating and Air. They have been around for better than 100 years. Stumball's Heating and Air is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. That is Stumball's Heating and Air, your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. The Vandals will kick it away. Durbin, a wobbly kick picked up by Pena Blackwell. And he has a return up to about the 39-yard line before he is brought down. Brought down by Gunner Major. And that is where Pena will take over. 3 minutes, 59 seconds remaining in the first half. 3:59 remaining in the first half. Pena with the ball right at their own 40. Very hot day, but it has cooled down quite a bit. Once the sun went down, not a ton of humidity, so that always helps a lot. 2 receivers line up right, 1 left. Parker Moore, the quarterback, from the shotgun. He puts a man in motion. That is Carter Lynch, and the snap hit Moore in the face mask. The running back dove on it, Durbin, and they're going to lose a couple of yards on that. So a little bit of confusion there. It'll be second and 12. So the snap came early. and caught Parker Moore by surprise. And Payne is going to take a timeout. So Payne is going to take a timeout, and we'll keep it here. Timeouts are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Timeouts also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535 or stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. So timeout from Pena. Second down and 13 for Pena. From their own 37. So second down and 13 from Pena's own 37-yard line. Three receivers line up left. Moore takes the snap. Has trouble with the handoff. Got it to Durbin. And the Vandals immediately bring him down now. Flag comes in late. That would be in the area of holding, but we shall see. Unless there's a face mask, that's possible too. So the ball got away on the handoff. Pena had some trouble. It is a face mask against the Vandals. I thought that might be the case. Five-yard penalty, so that's the inadvertent kind. So you'd repeat the down. It's a five-yard penalty. That is the inadvertent kind of face mask, not the 15-yarder. And it'll bring up, should be a second down again. It will be, yes, second down and 10. So you repeat the down. So second down and 10 for Pena. A five-yard face mask penalty against the Vandals. Pena had trouble with that handoff. Two receivers line up each side, more from the shotgun. It's a pass away. This is Lynch, and the Vandals do a good job to wrap him up quickly. That is Brenton McCarty, who's able to wrap him up. He's the kind of guy, if he gets through that first surge of the defense, he's likely gone. Two-yard gain, third down and 8. Third and 8 for Pena from their own 42-yard line. Third down and 8. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in this first half. Vandals lead it 20 to 10. Play clock down to 10. One receiver lines up each side. Moore from the shotgun takes the snap, fakes the handoff, drops back on play action. Under some pressure, flushed out of the pocket. Vandals chasing him. They can't catch him. He's trying to stay on his feet. He does, and I think he's going to have a first down. So he scrambled, stayed on his feet. Vandals got pressure on him. They closed on him, but he was able to get to the far side of the field and cut some room, and he gains 11 yards for the first down. First and 10 for Pena into Vandal territory at the 49. Now the clock becomes the enemy or the friend. As we get inside 2 minutes. Inside 2 minutes remaining until halftime. First down and 10 for Pena from the Vandal 49. Moore from the shotgun gives the handoff to the running back, Durbin. And the Vandals are going to bring him down for a one-yard loss. As Isaac Forbes with the tackle for the Vandals. Second down and 11. Clock still running. We're down to 90 seconds until halftime. Vandals lead it 20 to 10. Second and 11. Moore from the shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. Durbin, the running back in the backfield with him, takes the snap. Drops back to pass. Rolling, 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 out of room. And the Vandals will take him out of bounds. Near side of the field, right at midfield. So a third down coming up, basically no gain, so it'll be third and 11. Third down and 11. They did get out of bounds, so the clock has stopped at 1:10. Third down and 11 for Pena at dead midfield. 1 minute, 10 seconds remaining until halftime. Moore from the shotgun, two receivers each side. Takes a snap, drops back, got some time, pass away. That is to Durbin, the running back, and the Vandals bring him down. That is Dylan Hinton with the tackle. He might have gained a yard, and I think the Vandals just used a timeout. So the Vandals just used a timeout as it'll bring up fourth down and 10 for Pena. 58.1 seconds remaining. The Vandals have two timeouts remaining. That was their first timeout that they have used. Timeouts brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535 or stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Timeouts also brought to you in part by K Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So it is a 4th and 10 coming up for Pena. 58.1 seconds remaining. Connor DePew is deep. The Vandals do have to be cognizant, however, because the punter is also the quarterback and more. High snap. He goes and gets it. Gets off a line drive kick. And it's actually going to serve their purpose as it's going to take a good paint and roll. And Connor DePew just has to stay away from it. So they kind of, he had a little bit of trouble with the snap being high, but the kick was exactly what he wanted. And the Vandals will have it first down and 10 from about their own 12. 49.7 seconds remaining. Vandals lead it 20-10. Now, this is one of those situations where you take a shot or two maybe and don't want to turn it over, however. Two receivers line up on the right. One left, that is Connor DePew. Vandals get the play in from the sideline. Play clock is down to 10. Vandals still going right to left. We're in the second quarter. Quentin Stumbaugh takes the snap. Hands this one off. I believe that is Connor DePew that gets the handoff, and he gets ahead to the 15. So picks up about 4, and it'll bring up a second and 6. Second down and 6. 35 seconds on the clock, so the Vandals may not be taking a shot after that kick did not go their way, so did not have good field position. And they may just kind of let this one run out, and I think that's exactly what they're going to do. So the Vandals aren't going to take any chances very deep in their own territory. Does not look like. Quentin Stumbaugh hands it off. And that is Dylan Hinton. He'll turn his legs and keeps on going. And eventually gets ahead to about the 17-yard line. But the clock's going to go ahead and run out. So halftime will arrive. So halftime has arrived. The Vandals with the 20-10 lead. The Vandals will have the football coming out in the second half. So 20-10, the Vandals with the lead here at halftime.